from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. It's great to be with you on this Monday morning, off and rolling, start of another week. And wonderful to be with you. Of course, not so much after the Phils. A flat weekend, to say the least, against those Oakland A's. But a tremendous first half of the season for the Phils. So a little bit on the weekend, a little bit on the first half, obviously. Phils 62-34 at the end of the first half. 8.5 games up on the Atlanta Braves. We'll get into that whole reality. Plus the Eagles, speaking of eight. 8 days to training camp. 8 days to the Eagles reporting to training camp on a season with high expectations, question marks. Enthusiasm obviously in the air, but so too is, you know, some degree of consternation. Look, we'll get into the birds and we'll start cranking it up more and more as they are just 1 week and 1 day from the start of a very important season. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. We'll do some on the Sixers and more. Great to be with everyone. And again, Richie Rich back with us today. Rich.
Joe.
Hello, sir.
Good to see you.
You too, buddy.
Ancient Egyptians shaved their eyebrows when their cats died.
Now, that's a weird one.
Yeah, and that began a mourning process that did not end until the eyebrows were completely grown back.
Do you think this is where the theory, which I subscribe to, that people with cats are weird, do you think this is where it started? You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're shaving their eyebrows because the cat died? I gotta tell you.
I don't think.
Because they are a little strange.
Wow, this you're taking it to the next
level.
Yeah,
I'm taking it there. I'm taking it there. Sorry to all the cat owners.
Prodding.
Just saying, this is what I think. All right, so let's get to it here today. We'll go Eagles soon, but let's start Phils. They lose 2 of 3 over the weekend. Now, look, it was pretty ugly baseball, obviously yesterday in particular. Here's the deal. Not a big deal. All right? Not a big deal. It is a perfect case study in an injury impacting a game and impacting a series. The bottom line is if Zach Wheeler is healthy to pitch in that game yesterday, the Phillies in all likelihood win the game, and you win 2 of 3.
Oh, it looks very different with Zach Wheeler on the mound as compared to a bullpen game where Michael Mercado is sort of figured out.
What'd you take away from the weekend? I mean, to me, that was it wasn't a weekend with much. I mean, obviously, a nice thing on Saturday with the, you know, the Philly kid out there. That was good. Tyler Phillips.
Phillips was that was a revelation. And that's cool. That's great to see that he was able to handle that. Pressure also.
Yep.
But no, I felt like that was the classic everyone just wants to get the heck out of Dodge game. And the bullpen game, Mercado finally fell to earth. And that's to be expected once teams see enough. And I guess this was like his, fourth appearance or something. It just made our pitching staff as a whole sort of limped into this All-Star break, which isn't great.
Not great.
But, you know, I don't expect that Ranger with the back spasms taking the All-Star game off. I don't expect, you know, I think that that's going to have some positive returns after the All-Star break. I know that there, you know, so I know that there are some answers to what ails us.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, as a whole, I feel great about having the best record in all of baseball.
Yeah, that's something.
Let's not forget that.
I agree, John.
This team is unbelievable. Yeah. I've never seen anything like this sheer dominance on a regular basis. Like, Trey Turner's batting like 350, by the way.
I do wish his defense was, I wish his defense was better.
I love watching this guy play offense. I love watching this guy run. I love everything he does. If he gets enough at-bats, it's unbelievable some of the records he's going to set this year in terms of just efficiency numbers. I enjoy watching this assemblage of personalities, and it's really starting to take shape more.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say, man, losing to a bad team right prior to this All-Star game is going to bring me down. I'm looking forward to seeing what Alec Bohm can do in a home run derby of all spots.
Yep.
That's weird. I'm intrigued by that.
Well, look, we'll take your thoughts. And, John, I agree with you on just about all of it, if not all of it. I mean, look, we'll take everyone's thoughts on the weekend that was for the Phils. Obviously a downer, but big picture is far from down, as the Phillies had a spectacular first half of the season. Again, now it's 62
and 34.
The
greatest I've ever seen. I mean, this is
I get it.
Dominant, in your face. Yeah. I'm going to rock your world, folks.
Yeah.
We have that team.
Well,
we have the team that every other fan in baseball wishes they were.
Well, here's the other thing I'll say. It's a moment to take stock, and I think a lot of people will over the next 36, 40-something hours as the Phils take center stage with the All-Star game. I mean, you know, the Phillies have almost a third of their team made the All-Star game. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, so all of that on the line today. You can weigh in on it, 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Eagles also, because, again, now it's just 8 days to training camp. You know, there's something that is a storyline to me that has flown way under the radar with the Eagles. And it kind of annoys me, to be honest with you. And I want to kind of get into this today, because it's not like we haven't discussed it, but I feel like it's almost been a little disrespectful the way a certain topic has been framed lately. And that is the fact that the Eagles are going to go try to win a Super Bowl this year and compete in a big way, you know, have a great year and 10 wins, 11 wins, 12 wins, 13, we'll say, that's the idea. And they're going to be doing it without Jason Kelce. And too often I hear from people, oh, well, no Kelce, like no real problem, you just slide Cam Jurgens in there. Like, that's what I feel like, John, you frequently say. And I got to tell you.
Because that's what you do,
but it irritates
when you
me.
Play professional sports.
That's what you do, but it doesn't mean it'll work. And it doesn't mean it'll work. I mean,
oh,
we're talking
gosh.
About the loss
You're
of
right.
a Hall
it
of Famer.
It might not work. It might not work.
Okay.
The guy that I thought might be the greatest athlete in the history of Philadelphia. Like, once upon a time when we did a poll on our show.
Yeah, I remember.
Like, he is that great. Jason Kelce
and
is
you're acting
so
like, and
great.
You're acting like the next guy's like, come on down, no problem. Dude, just do your
I'm
job.
I'm acting like the next guy was handpicked by the great all-pro Jason Kelce. Every year, the center that everyone wishes they had, he handpicked Cam Jurgens. He went and watched film to make this more than just like, this is his family. Like, this team means so much to Jason and the Eagles that they included him.
No, that was cool.
And
I get it. And Jurgens had two years under Kelce, and that's good.
2 years under Kelce, a year playing while the bullets were flying right next to Jason Kelce. And by the way, last season, I can remember heading into it, oh, woe is us. Woe are the Eagles. Cam Jurgens is just too darn small.
I remember.
Too darn small. Yep. Oh, he's not going to be able to handle it out there. Well, he handled it. He did a great job last season. He was solid. He's an offensive lineman, so it is hard to convey. How do you know exactly that he did well? Well, he had no penalties the entire season, and he allowed no sacks the entire season. That's pretty good.
That's
for a
really
guy
good.
Who's out there for the first time
yeah.
playing a position that's not even his natural position. But last season gave him a chance to play with the bullets flying next to the man, next to
no,
Jason.
No, I get, John, I get.
That is invaluable
no, it
experience.
Helps. It does. But I also.
He's going to be fine. We're going to be fine. We're going to be better than fine. This
well,
offensive line, yes, he's got work to do. He and Jalen have a lot of work to do this offseason because they have to figure out how they're going to communicate this entire offense.
Well, that's important.
Without
yeah.
Jason Kelce there making yeah. the calls, declaring the mic, setting the protection, someone has to do that on the field. And it's the quarterback or it's the center
yeah.
or it's a little of both. They have a whole new – this is a whole new chapter – in their football lives where they're now a lot more vocal.
Yeah.
They're communicating even more than they ever did.
Well, look, we'll take your thoughts at 215-592-9494. I'm curious on a few fronts. First off, are you of the mindset like John is, just slide Juergens in, not really that big a deal? I mean, maybe you are. I mean, Juergens has had an impressive start to his career. It's cool that Kelce was involved in, I don't want to call it the recruiting process, but the selecting process of Cam Juergens 2 years ago in the second round. Like that
and
is,
he'll likely still be around to be a shoulder to questions, shoulder
we'll
to lean
say.
On. Hey, you know, some tips and pointers, that sort of thing. Hey, Cam, this week when you're up against the whoever,
yeah.
keep your eyes peeled for this. They're going to be running this on that, you know, coverage-wise, keep an eye on this rotation because it's going to affect
yeah.
the protection.
Jen, here's my thing, though. I think I look at this more from a 30,000-foot view. At least I try to. Like, I and we have grown accustomed to the Eagles' offensive line being phenomenal. I mean, other than 2020 when things got a little shaky, and you know my thought was that was more on Carson than the line. But obviously the line had taken a step back. There were some injuries that year. There was that one game with that Jamon Brown guy, whatever that guy was, and he was like a human turnstile. Other than that year, you know, the Eagles have had a phenomenal line for about a decade. Now, they also had a phenomenal line, John, back in your era, obviously primarily because of Trey Thomas and John Runyon. As the tackles and certainly contributions from Sean Andrews, and you go back to Jermaine Mayberry. I mean, there have been some really,
John
really...
John Wellborn and Mayberry
John Wellborn.
Were great guards.
No, they were great. I mean, there's no doubt. And that was an era, of course, when you'd probably say the weakest part of the Eagles' line was the center. No disrespect meant to Hank Fraley or any of those centers back then.
Jermaine
but like,
Mayberry.
Yeah.
Jamal Jackson was a good center.
He was good.
Hank Fraley was a good center. But what we're saying was the rest of those guys around him,
phenomenal.
John Runyon
phenomenal.
Is going to the Pro Bowl.
That's
like,
my point.
Everyone knows his name.
And that's the thing about this last 10 years. Similar, although position's a little different. But Kelce, stud, Hall of Famer. Lane, stud, probably a Hall of Famer. Other guys, lesser so, but, you know, contributors for sure. Mulata and, you know, Dickerson. I just think that, you know, we've gotten really used to the Eagles being rock solid on the offensive line. And as I look toward this upcoming season, I will just tell you, it concerns me that Jason Kelce is no longer an Eagle, and it perplexes me. And I'm curious if you agree or not with this, and there's a whole host of it. Reasons, you know, just basic run blocking, basic pass blocking, as John's talking about, communication with the quarterback and then the blitz pickup and all that sort of stuff. It perplexes me that it hasn't been a bigger storyline, that it is an issue that Jason Kelce retired. I mean, I know it's great to just say hand the baton to the next guy, and that's what you do, but I don't expect the next guy in this case. I mean, let me put it this way, guys. Jason Kelce was still awesome. This isn't a situation like most Hall of Fame athletes, like when they reach the end of their career, there's been a dramatic tail off. I didn't see that with Kelce. I don't think any of us saw that. So the idea of like, let's go win a Super Bowl and like no Kelce, and no big deal. I honestly find that really bizarre. We'll see where you stand at 215-592-9494. Do you think we as a fan base have overlooked the impact of Kelce's retirement as it relates to this team trying to go win a championship? Look, they got high odds to go win it. I mean, they got a shot, no doubt, and they got a lot of great parts around the team, and that's awesome, right? This team's got a lot of personnel, particularly on offense. But do you think the loss of Kelce has been a little minimized for whatever reason as we get closer and closer to training camp? 215-592-9494. Your thoughts on that? Also, the Phils. We'll get to that reality and more from the weekend. Are you frustrated by the weekend they put out there? Or, in your opinion, just not that really of a big deal? What a job by the Phils in the first half. All of it and more. Your thoughts. 215-592-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Great to be with you on this Monday morning. Phils laid a couple eggs this week, and that's all right. 8.5 games up. By the way, still 6.5 games up on the Dodgers. Which, John, while you were out, was one of the biggest things when the Phillies really extended
that. That's incredible.
That was a big deal, extending that lead against the Dodgers.
Talk about a statement.
That was big. That was big. Yeah. So how was the we'll get to the phones in just one moment. Of course, everyone can join us, 215-592-9494. How was your vacation? Where were you, and what was the deal?
I went to LBI.
Nice.
I went to the shore.
That's a good spot. Well, I don't know if that's the shore. I mean, that's a shore, but that's not the shore.
It's the shore, but it's not the Philly shore.
Guys, where I
it's
grew
on
up,
the shore,
the, where I grew up, they called it the beach, and it was like 90 miles away. And we went down to Ocean City, Maryland.
Right.
And I had heard of Ocean City, New Jersey, and Atlantic City, and things like that, but it was just a little bit east. So now there's a whole new world open to me.
Was this your first time staying at Jersey Shore?
Yes.
Whether we want to include it, you know, in the shore or not for an extended period of time.
It's a nice
area.
Because
previously I'd always driven up into Canada, you know, like to go fishing and do all that stuff. Now it's, holy cow, this is an adventure right here in our backyard.
Yeah.
And it's the greatest thing ever. I had no idea.
Well,
the cornucopia
greatest thing ever. Greatest things ever is all in the eye of the beholder. Look,
we had a great time. No, and my new dog that we've adopted, Louie.
Yep.
He had a great time.
Oh,
because
you brought
him
with you. That's
great. And they have these dog, like, off-leash beaches.
Did he go swimming?
Yes. He'd never even been in a pool or anything before. But the moment we were there, like, he is off and into the ocean, running and cavorting.
That's
and
great,
frolicking.
Man. That's good.
It was the greatest thing ever.
And your kids had a good time?
Oh, we loved it. We all had the greatest time. And my mom was with us. It was just really, really relaxing.
Good.
Really, really just gorgeous.
Well, great, John, to have you back.
Good to be back.
So Devin in
good
for Rhea today. Devin, hello.
Hello.
So Dan Wilson in for Seltzer. Wilson, hello.
What's up? How's it going?
A lot. So here's the first thing. I mean, I just need this. I'm going to put a call to action out to all of our listeners right now. I need a ruling. I think I know the answer. I'm not saying I'm certain of it, but I think I know the answer. Is LBI, which is a fine place, Central Jersey, fine place. I've been there. I've had fun there. It's great. Is that going to the shore? Like in the way we reference the shore, is that the shore? I say no. I think it's a shore. I don't think it's the shore. All right, someone let
why
me know.
Why isn't it?
Because
the beach?
We got our shore, and that's
why
not that's
it,
not
why
our
can't
spot.
It be the beach? Why
Avalon,
can't it be
Ocean City, else? Stone Harbor, Wildwood, Margate, Ventnor, the shore.
It's not.
Don't make me go
the Philadelphia shore.
You can LBI. Get New York sports stations in LBI.
Right. It's
therefore
it's a middle
we're leaning on
so
North
Dan,
Jersey.
Dan,
there.
You I say no. It's not the shore.
It's not the shore. It is.
I'm listening to WIP.
Well, of course, Odyssey
and
app
I
or otherwise.
I can hear it. Without the app, on the radio
all right, I love
in my
it, man.
Car.
All right, it's funny. So someone give us a ruling here. We know it's a shore. Is it proper to call LBI the shore? 215-592-9494. By the way, when you call in today, a chance to win a really cool pair of tickets. Because we are giving away a pair of tickets today. How about it? To Dave Matthews. As today, you have the opportunity, not only today, but all week, to see Dave Matthews at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion on July 19th. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Ticketmaster.com to win the Dave Matthews tickets. Obviously, you know, I mean, a huge band back in the 90s, early 2000s. Still rocking. Your chance to win the... Matter of fact, Wilson, we got some music? Let me hear a little Dave Matthews band. John, this strikes me like 25 years ago, you were probably just drifting to some Dave Matthews.
Wait, with the same backpack that he brought in today.
Yeah.
I
never got into Dave Matthews.
Was it your thing? A lot of people did.
I know. And yeah. I got annoyed with Dave Matthews doing that thing with his feet where he was, you know, like... You know what I mean? Where he was like doing in feet, turned in, turned out. And it was like everyone loved him. And I felt like it was just jumping on board this giant bandwagon for Dave Matthews. And well, I wanted to examine.
Sure.
And I never really did examine.
Here's
and
what
I just scoffed at.
Here's what I know afar. About Dave Matthews, Dave Matthews Band. Not everyone loved him and them.
Yes.
But those that did really really did.
They
it was
sure
almost
did.
Like a Grateful Dead
were
sort of thing.
Were you one of those people?
No, I wouldn't say I was hardcore, but I had respect. I mean, that
see,
was
I
when
didn't.
I was in college. I mean, it was he was played an awful lot when I was in college, a lot.
Ubiquitous.
Yeah.
And I was more or less like not, I was sort of like blocking it out. Like it was background noise. It was not, no, really. It just felt like the background noise for yeah. the parties of the time.
Well, no, that I will grant you that. It was a lot of parties. All right, here's the deal today. As you can win the tickets at 215-592-9494. In addition to all the conversation about the Eagles and Kelce and whether you think, you know, we're kind of overlooking the loss of Kelce as a fan base and taking it for granted, Cam Jurgens just slides in and, you know, excels. And the Philly stuff we're talking about today as well. Also, let's throw this on the table for your chance to win the pair of tickets. So about a year ago, and it was right around this time, we had a lot of fun on a show one day when I don't even know how we stumbled into this topic, John, but you will remember there was a day we were trying to figure out the two most accomplished people with the same last name. And I remember that day, I mean, we had great answers. I remember we had a George Washington, Denzel Washington. Like there were a ton of quality answers of real-life people, not from the world of fiction, real-life people with the same last name, trying to figure out, is it Gerald Ford and Henry Ford? Is it Henry Ford and some other Ford? Like, what are we doing here? Today, instead of last names, John, for the pair of tickets, we go to the first names. Most accomplished combination of two people with the same first name. And I got to put one stipulation out there. You can't change the first name. Like, it's got to be based on the way we call it. Like, you can't go with Michael Jordan and Mike Tyson and say, okay, I'm going to take Mike Jordan and Mike Tyson. Michael Jordan is Michael. Mike Tyson is Mike. You could say Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson. That would be a big one. Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson would be a big one. Okay? That's a big one.
I'd say that's a big one.
That's a big one.
That's a winner.
I tend to think there are bigger answers. That one's off the board.
There are not much bigger answers than that one.
I'll just say it. All right.
Everyone, no, let's not say right, any more than that.
Put the thinking cap on, boys and girls. 215-592-9494. You got to stretch the mind a little bit today. All the Joes, all the Franks, all the Al's, all the Sally's, all the Sue's. Best combination of accomplishment. Two people, two different people, same first name, whoever provides the best answer is going to win the pair of tickets to Dave Matthews. John, give me an example here of something that's on your mind. What are you thinking here?
Nelson Rockefeller and Nelson Mandela.
Yep. And obviously Mandela is an all-time. A Rockefeller, you know, big. But not as big.
Family was gigantic. Yeah. He was a vice president to Gerald Ford. But
John Rockefeller would have been a bigger deal, frankly, than Nelson Rockefeller. I think John Rockefeller may have been more rich in his time than anyone of all time. I think. But someone,
really?
I think. Someone can help
he
me out
the
there.
He was the richest of all time?
Meaning, like for his
compared
time.
Compared to the inflation.
To the Elon Musk's.
The
and
standard.
The, yes, I think. All right, wow. Wilson in today for Seltzer. Dan, give me a combination. Accomplishment, same first name, what do you got?
Well, speaking of wealthy in this time, how about Bill Gates and the greatest coach of my lifetime in any sport, I believe, Bill Belichick.
Okay, so double Bill right there, Gates and Belichick, sure.
That's a really good answer.
Now, let me make one stipulation on a rule. The same person can be said twice just as long as you combine it with someone else. So you could still go Bill Gates and another Bill. All right, just but you know, obviously. All right, Devin, give me an answer here today. Combination of accomplishment, two people, same first name.
I'm going more entertainment here. Ryan Gosling and Ryan Reynolds.
Yep. All right,
give us
great answers. 215-592.
That's the all attractive team. Yeah.
94-94. All right. Also up ahead, some audio we got to play for Richie that happened on our show on Friday. We got to get his ruling on something from Friday. We'll get to that. We'll rock all your calls. And again, for Dave Matthews Band tickets, accomplishment, same first name. Yes, John.
You know who Deadpool is?
I've heard of them.
Okay.
I don't know
of
a ton.
Them.
Them?
Yeah.
Well, you know,
great.
Pronouns are
wasn't that
specific.
Wasn't that
days.
A show?
It was a movie.
It's a TV show, right?
A
movie?
It was a movie.
Okay, a movie.
A comic book character.
I'm going to give you my first. All right.
Oh, no, it's not your first.
All right, 215-592-9494. Jenna Cameron, Jen Rich, accomplishment, two people, same name, reaction to the Phils and the Eagles. We open up the phone lines next on 94 WIP. You can never know. All right, great to be with you on this Monday morning. It's another hot day in the Delaware Valley. Hot weekend. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. Great to have John back. No Seltzer, no Rhea, but we got Devin. We got Dan Wilson, and great to have you with us. All right, let's go to the phones. Got a lot of calls in here. 215-592-9494. Your sense if we have overlooked the loss of Jason Kelce with this Eagles team and whether we're just sort of like, all right, no big deal. Cam Jurgens, fine, boom, all good. Or not. How do you feel about it? And obviously the Phils from the weekend and the Phils from the first half. Plus, your chance to win the Dave Matthews Band tickets looking for two very accomplished people with the same first name. Got to be real life. Can't give me Darth Vader and Darth Sidious. Real life people. All right, to the phones. John in Allentown. John, good morning, buddy.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, pal.
Hey, John. You know, the Darth does not qualify as a first name.
Whatever it would be.
Clearly, it's a Sith title.
Anakin.
Joe.
Okay, Anakin.
Obviously.
Skywalker and Anakin the mannequin. Hello, John.
All right.
Hey, hi, guys. John.
I don't think we're totally overlooking the loss of Jason Kelce because, I mean, Kelce did handpick his replacement. He got the tutor the kid.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's gonna be an all pro out of the box. But he definitely has the talent.
He does.
I mean, you know, so I don't think it's going to, it'll be a drop off, but you have to expect for that. But you got enough experience along the line to pick him up, I think. So.
And a great, and not just great, an unbelievable all-timer of a coach in Jeff Stoutland.
Yeah, that helps.
And a, you know, a private tutor in Jason Kelce, who I know is always going to be available at the other end of a phone line, you know, for anything that comes up. He has some investment in how Cam does.
Well, he does.
Cares.
All right, John, give me what you got here on the Phillies from the weekend. Go ahead.
All right, guys. I know, Joe, that you don't agree with me when I say, you know, this team leaves too many runners on base. But Friday night was a prime example of a team you should have picked off, a team that is not very good, and you left so many guys on base in scoring position on Friday night with bad at-bats that you cost yourself a series against a really bad team. And then Sunday, They just mailed it in. And here's my problem with that. People paid the same amount of money to go to that game on Sunday as every other
game.
Well,
John, they're starting. Well, John, hold on a second. Zach Wheeler was out. I mean, they started a reliever. You know, I mean, Devin, yes or no, in your sports update, you just said it was the first Phillies home series loss since what, April?
Early April, yes.
Now, John, what, crashed down on their house and home for the? Yeah. Oh, my God, they lost the series at home for the first time in 3 months.
Oh, you make excuses for these guys. They're professional baseball players, and they gave no effort. And the people who paid their money to go through that turnstile on Sunday should have been getting refunds on the way out.
All right, give me an accomplishment. Two people, same first name. What do you got?
George Washington and George W. Bush.
Yep. Okay. And W. Bush is Bush too. All right. So G. Dubs and George Bush too. Got it. 215-592-9494. So I mean, John, there's going to be kings in here. You know, like I don't think I'm going to honor King George the Third. Isn't that who we won the Revolutionary War against? King George the Third, I believe.
You're the history major.
I think he was the Third. We'll get big answers here today for sure. All right, Devin. That caller's assertion. Mm-hmm. Let's crash down on them. Refunds for everyone who had to leave. And by the way, a lot of people left early because who the heck wants to sit through that thing?
Yeah.
Is that unfair, that caller's point, or not?
So I don't want to take, like, I understand where he's coming from because it was a mess of a game. But going into that game, you just kind of knew that they wanted to just get to the All-Star break, right? Like, they've had an incredible first half of the season. Even talking to Topper, I was at the game yesterday, talking to him before the game. You know, they were just trying to get through the game with the relievers that they had. He's like, we're going to try to use Mercado as far as we can into the game. So the second you hear that, it's like, okay, I mean,
look, I think that caller's point is outrageous. That's just my opinion. Outrageous.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see where you're at. 215-592-9494. John, that caller with that level of criticism of the Phillies, who again, entered the All-Star break
upset.
With the best record in baseball. Is that caller, and again, this is for everyone, at 215-592-9494, is that caller, John, inbounds or out of bounds with that opinion?
I think he is.
He's out of bounds!
For him?
That caller is ridiculous.
Hold on. I'm trying to understand where he's coming from.
Well, he's saying they mailed in a game.
It sounds to me like, you know, he really does take issue here, and he is upset about this. It took me by surprise a little bit.
Well, it was an ugly game.
Because for me, it was, you know, it was... I'm watching from afar. I'm watching from my home, and you know, I didn't pony up the money for tickets. I wasn't there in the stands. I probably would have felt differently if I was there watching.
A hot day,
and I would have been
bad mood.
Well, look,
in a bad mood.
If
18,
you paid for
18
tickets,
runs.
Yeah, but you got to see a lot of home runs.
Yeah, well, we're not the way.
But they might not have been.
Yes, can we all agree, Zach Wheeler?
Garrett Stubbs pitched.
We're aware Zach Wheeler didn't pitch, right? Like we know there's an impact. If your best pitcher doesn't pitch, and then it's like, all right, let's slop it together with a bullpen game. By the way, it's not like, you know, Mercado is, you know, freaking Sandy Koufax or whatever. What's the guy's name? The pitcher. What's his name that got in there? The second and the third. Help me out. The pitcher that followed Kirkring.
Michael Mercado.
Okay, had it right. Yeah. I was getting him confused with the catcher. What's the catcher's name?
Rafael Marchand.
I was getting my Marchand and my Mercado confused for a moment. Everyone relax. I just think that caller was ridiculous. That's my opinion. You tell us, 215-592.
It sounded ridiculous and so over the top to me initially as well.
Fine.
But
then there it is. All right, here's the deal. Also, we have today's Twitter poll question of the day. Now, we're going to need some help on this one. Before we post this question, I want to try to drill down on... because I think it's very, I don't think it's an easy question to answer. Who the Phillies' first half MVP is? Now, Wilson and I were talking before the show, and I've got four names written down, and he's advocating for consideration of a fifth, but Twitter, John, as you know, only lets us have four names. And I mean, this is no disrespect to Strom, who was awesome, and the other bullpen guy.
Jeff Hoffman.
Hoffman, who was awesome, right? I got four names written down for potential first half MVP for the Phils, but tell me if we need to get Boehm in here, because I don't have Boehm on the list. Here's what I got. Bryce Harper, Ranger Suarez, Trey Turner, Zach Wheeler. Now, are they the right, before we even post this poll, And listen, this is tough on Bone because he's played all of them. Like, I mean, he took a day or two off, but like, he didn't get injured the way Bryce did. He didn't get injured the way Trey did. Those guys missed time. And in Trey's case, missed 6 weeks. I think Trey has been better than Bohm when he plays, but Bohm obviously has played more. Who should, first off, before we post the poll, who should be in the poll? I think it's Bryce, Ranger, Trey, and Zach Wheeler. This would leave out Bohm. This would leave out JT.
Sanchez would also leave out.
This would leave out Sanchez. This would leave out Hoffman.
Do you think Ranger should be included at this point?
I think so. He was so good for the first 2.5 months.
Yeah, but you can make the argument.
I know you could.
Christopher Sanchez. Wow.
I know. Sanchez or Ranger. That's debatable.
It's a great
well.
Problem to have. To have many guys for this poll. Yes.
So, Devin, who would be your four if you had to just say four? Because I agree with you. Sanchez deserves consideration also.
If who I would, had to say four.
Who would be your four? I mean, Bryce has to be in there, right?
Has to be Bryce.
Wheeler has to be in there.
Wheeler.
Okay.
Does Nola have to be in there?
So I don't think so because he's in the mid threes. Look, he's really close.
Yeah.
He got lit up twice. Otherwise, he's been phenomenal. I mean, it's incredible. A guy like Nola, I just referenced 9 or 10 dudes before even his name came up.
I think Trey has to be in there.
Even though he missed 6 weeks.
Yes, because he's been playing so incredibly on offense. I get what you're saying.
His defense Friday night was not.
Yeah, I agree. Okay,
who's
see,
four?
Now you're making me second guess myself.
Dan, who's your four?
I think Alec Bohm should be
four. Instead of who?
Instead of Ranger.
Okay, Dan, you agree. Bohm or Ranger?
I think Ranger is more deserving than Bohm.
All right, Richie, you break the tie. Whatever you decide goes up.
I like Bryce, Sanchez, Bohm.
Oh, for the love of God. Now you got two guys out of it.
Yeah. And I'm confused. I don't know who my third is. If I only get one more,
look,
for my fourth.
We'll figure that out in a second. Someone help us out on that. At some point, we'll have a poll up on that. Maybe not till the 7 o'clock hour. Look, today's Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new Chevrolet Traverse has arrived. And Armin has them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Here's a poll question we know we can present to you. Are we overlooking or minimizing the loss of Jason Kelce as the Eagles gear up to try to make a Super Bowl push this year? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. And we'll figure out this Phillies poll sometime in the next few minutes and get some poll up there. Let's go to the phones. Mark in Conshohocken. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing? How you all doing?
Doing well, Mark. How about you?
Pretty good, man. Although, bizarre world today because I agree with John on a lot of stuff, man.
You're agreeing with John, dude. That's shaky territory.
Wow.
My bad, Joe. Well, welcome to wisdom,
bad,
first off. If this is rare for you, welcome to wisdom, Mark.
But, I mean, look, the loss of Kelce, dude, he's a center, man. Cam Jurgens, I get played alongside him, but he didn't play center last year, right?
Yeah, right. That's right. He played guard.
Right, so it's two different positions, man. You got different responsibilities that you're responsible for when you play center than when you play guard. You know, so that's where I think the issue is going to come in.
Well, to me,
you know, he played center his whole life,
yeah.
And then last year he played guard, and that was the exception. Like last year was a small little spot in his, you know, general experience was center. He's got a lot more reps at center, even though it's more demanding. He's up to that challenge. This is a guy who is so sharp. Like centers, I'm just telling you, Mark, for some reason, they can see everything that happens on the field. They can see 22 guys with their head on the ground. You know, they're wearing a helmet. They got pads on. You can't even lift your head up, and they can tell you what
But John, you know my theory. Kelce was better at that than anyone I've ever seen. To assume that Cam Jurgens has that, That's a big assumption.
It is, but I'm telling you, these centers, when they get to this level, they've got a knack.
All right, Mark, what do you got on the Phillies?
All right, on the Phillies, man, you know, also, we got to enjoy this right now, man. They're the best team in baseball, you know. I mean, you got an argument of who's the best team, best player on the team right now. You got a number of guys you can choose for that, and I mean, just enjoy it, man. All right, one bad loss, I get it. You know,
yeah, that one. I thought that one guy, that one guy's call was ridiculous. Mark, give me accomplishment. Two people, same first name.
All right, listen, I'm keeping this one close to the vest. How about John Ritchie and John Krupp?
Well, they spell their names differently, but we will allow that. even though one's J-O-N and one's J-O-H-N. Fair enough. Fair enough.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I would take John Kroc and John the Toilet over John Ritchie. That's just me.
I think spelling might matter. Although I'm
okay with that.
I'm flattered to be included.
Yeah. But they're better
spelling
jobs.
Does come on.
I'm gonna try to refrain from taking too many notable answers off the board, as you know. Because now my mind's thinking John's. I got John McEnroe, I got but I'll you know.
Didn't you just said you were gonna refrain?
But I only said one, so okay. I didn't really say okay. A true answer, because
sure
a true
we'll
answer we need
too.
All right, let's get to the guided door and window. Great to be with you on this Monday morning. It's another hot day in the Delaware Valley. Hot weekend. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. Great to have John back. No Seltzer, no Rhea, but we got Devin, we got Dan Wilson, and great to have you with us. All right, let's go to the phones. Got a lot of calls in here. 215-592-9494. Your sense if we have overlooked the loss of Jason Kelce with this Eagles team and whether we're just sort of like, all right, no big deal. Cam Jurgens, fine, boom, all good. Or not. How do you feel about it? And obviously the fills from the weekend and the fills from the first half, plus your chance to win the Dave Matthews Band tickets, looking for two very accomplished people with the same first name. Got to be real life. Can't give me Darth Vader and Darth Sidious. Real life people. All right, to the phones. John in Allentown. John, good morning, buddy.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, pal.
Hey, John. You know, the Darth does not qualify as a first name.
Whatever it would be.
Clearly, it's a Sith title.
Anakin.
Joe.
Okay, Anakin. Obviously. Skywalker and Anakin the mannequin. Hello, John.
All right.
Hey, hi, guys. John.
I don't think we're totally overlooking the loss of Jason Kelce, because, I mean, Kelce did handpick his replacement. He got the tutor to kid.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's gonna be an all pro out of the box. But he definitely has the talent.
He does.
I mean, you know, so I don't think it'll be a drop off, but you have to expect for that. But you got enough experience along the line to pick him up, I think. So.
And a great, and not just great, an unbelievable all-timer of a coach in Jeff Stoutland.
Yeah, that helps.
And a, you know, a private tutor in Jason Kelce, who I know is always going to be available at the other end of a phone line, you know, for anything that comes up. He has some investment in how Cam does.
Well, he does.
Cares.
All right, John, give me what you got here on the Phillies from the weekend. Go ahead.
All right, guys. I know, I'm Joe, I know that you don't agree with me when I say, you know, this team leaves too many runners on base. But Friday night was a prime example of a team you should have picked off, a team that is not very good, and you left so many guys on base in scoring position on Friday night with bad at-bats that you cost yourself a series against a really bad team. And then Sunday, they just mailed it in. And here's my problem with that. People paid the same amount of money to go to that game on Sunday as every other game.
Well, John, they're starting. Well, John, hold on a second. Zach Wheeler was out. I mean, they started a reliever. You know, I mean, Devin, yes or no, in your sports update, you just said it was the first Phillies home series loss since what, April?
Early April. Yes.
Now, John, what? Crashed down on their house and home for the. Yeah. Oh, my God. They lost the series at home for the first time in 3 months.
So you make excuses for these guys. They're professional baseball players, and they
John.
Gave no effort. And the people who paid their money to go through that turnstile on Sunday should have been getting refunds on the way out.
All right, give me an accomplishment. Two people, same first name. What do you got?
George Washington and George W. Bush.
Yep. Okay. And W. Bush is Bush too. All right. So G. Dubs and George Bush too. Got it. 215-592-9494. So I mean, John, there's going to be kings in here. You know, like, I don't think I'm going to honor King George III. Isn't that who we won the Revolutionary War against? King George III, I believe.
You're the history major.
I think he was the third. We'll get big answers here today for sure. All right, Devin, that caller's assertion.
Mm-hmm.
Let's crash down on him. Refunds for everyone who had to leave. And by the way, a lot of people left early because who the heck wants to sit through that thing?
Yeah.
Is that unfair, that caller's point, or not?
So, I don't want to take, like, I understand where he's coming from because it was a mess of a game, but going into that game, you just kind of knew that they wanted to just get to the All-Star break, right? Like, they've had an incredible first half of the season. Even talking to Topper, I was at the game yesterday, talking to him before the game, you know, they didn't, they were just trying to get through the game with the relievers that they had. He's like, we're going to try to use Mercado as far as we can into the game. So the second you hear that, it's like, okay, I mean,
look, I think that call, I think that caller's point is outrageous. That's just my opinion, outrageous.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see where you're at, 215-592-9494. John, that caller, with that level of criticism of the Phillies, who, again, entered the All-Star break
upset.
With the best record in baseball, is that caller, and again, this is for everyone, at 215-592-9494, is that caller, John, in bounds or out of bounds with that opinion?
I think he is...
He's out of bounds!
For him?
That caller is ridiculous.
Hold on. I'm trying to understand where he's coming from.
Well, he's saying they mailed in a game.
It sounds to me like, you know, he really does take issue here, and he is upset about this. It took me by surprise a little bit.
Well, it was an ugly game.
Because for me, it was, you know, it was, I'm watching from afar. I'm watching from my home, and, you know, I didn't pony up the money for tickets. I wasn't there in the stands. I probably would have felt differently if I was there watching.
A hot day.
And I would have been
bad mood.
Well, look,
in a bad mood.
If
18,
you paid for
18
tickets,
runs.
Yeah, but you got to see a lot of home runs.
Yeah, well, we're not the way.
Might not have been.
Can we all agree, Zach Wheeler?
Garrett Stubbs pitch.
We're aware Zach Wheeler didn't pitch, right? Like we know there's an impact if your best pitcher doesn't pitch. And then it's like, all right, let's slop it together with a bullpen game. By the way, it's not like, you know, Mercado is, you know, freaking Sandy Koufax or whatever. What's the guy's name? The pitcher. What's his name that got in there? The second and the third. Help me out. The pitcher that followed Kirkring.
Mercado.
Yeah, it was Michael Mercado.
Mercado. Okay,
yeah, had it right. Yeah.
I was getting him confused with the catcher. What's the catcher's name?
Rafael Marchand.
I was getting my Marchand and my Mercado confused for a moment. Everyone relax. I just think that caller was ridiculous. That's my opinion. You tell us, 215-592.
It sounded ridiculous and so over the top to me initially as well.
Fine.
But
then there it is. All right, here's the deal. Also, we have today's Twitter poll question of the day. Now, we're going to need some help on this one. Before we post this question, I want to try to drill down on... because I think it's very, I don't think it's an easy question to answer. Who the Phillies' first half MVP is? Now, Wilson and I were talking before the show, and I've got four names written down, and he's advocating for consideration of a fifth, but Twitter, John, as you know, only lets us have four names. And I mean, this is no disrespect to Strom, who was awesome, and the other bullpen guy.
Jeff Hoffman.
Hoffman, who was awesome, right? I got four names written down for potential first half MVP for the Phils, but tell me if we need to get Boehm in here, because I don't have Boehm on the list. Here's what I got. Bryce Harper, Ranger Suarez, Trey Turner, Zach Wheeler. Now, are they the right, before we even post this poll, and listen, this is tough on Boehm because he's played all of them. Like, I mean, he took a day or two off, but like he didn't get injured the way Bryce did. He didn't get injured the way Trey did. Those guys missed time, and in Trey's case, missed 6 weeks. I think Trey has been better than Boehm when he plays, but Boehm obviously has played more. Who should, first off, before we post the poll, who should be in the poll? I think it's Bryce, Ranger, Trey, and Zach Wheeler. This would leave out Boehm. This would leave out JT.
Sanchez would also leave out.
This would leave out Sanchez. This would leave out Hoffman.
Do you think Ranger should be included at this point?
I think so. He was so good for the first 2.5 months.
Yeah, but you can make the argument.
I know you could.
Christopher Sanchez. Wow.
I know. Sanchez or Ranger. That's debatable.
It's a great problem to have. To have too many guys for this poll. Yes.
So, Devin, who would be your four if you had to just say four? Because I agree with you. Sanchez deserves consideration also. Who would be your four? I mean, Bryce has to be in there, right?
Has to be Bryce.
Wheeler has to be in there.
Wheeler.
Okay.
Does Nola have to be in there?
So I don't think so because he's in the mid threes. Look, he's really close.
Yeah.
He got lit up twice. Otherwise, he's been phenomenal. I mean, it's incredible. A guy like Nola, I just referenced 9 or 10 dudes before even his name came up.
I think Trey has to be in there.
Even though he missed 6 weeks.
Yes, because he's been playing so incredibly on offense. I get what you're saying.
His defense Friday night was not.
Yeah, I agree. Okay,
who's four?
Now you're making me second guess myself.
Dan, who's your four?
I think Alec Boehm should be
four. Instead of who?
Instead of Ranger.
Okay, Dan, you agree? Boehm or Ranger?
I think Ranger is more deserving than Boehm.
All right, Richie, you break the tie. Whatever you decide goes up.
I like Bryce, Sanchez, Boehm.
Oh, for the love of God. Now you got two guys out of it.
Yeah. And I'm confused. I don't know who my third. If I only get one more,
look,
for my fourth,
we'll figure that out in a second. Someone help us out on that. At some point, we'll have a poll up on that. Maybe not till the 7 o'clock hour. Look, today's Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all new Chevrolet Traverse has arrived, and Armin has them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Here's a poll question we know we can present to you. Are we overlooking or minimizing the loss of Jason Kelce as the Eagles gear up to try to make a Super Bowl push this year? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter, and we'll figure out this Phillies poll sometime in the next few minutes and get some poll up there. Let's go to the phones. Mark in Conshohocken. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing? How you all doing?
Doing well, Mark. How about you?
Pretty good, man. Although, bizarre world today because I agree with John on a lot of stuff, man.
You're agreeing with John. Dude, that's shaky territory.
Wow.
Joe. Well, welcome to wisdom,
bad,
first off. If this is rare for you, welcome to wisdom, Mark.
But, I mean, look, the loss of Kelce, dude, he's a center, man. Cam Jurgens, I get played alongside him, but he didn't play center last year, right?
Yeah, right. That's right. He played guard.
Right. So it's two different positions, man. You got different responsibilities that you're responsible for when you play center than when you play guard, you know, so that's where I think the issue is going to come in.
Well, to me,
you know, he played center his whole life.
Yeah.
And then last year he played guard, and that was the exception. Like, last year was a small little spot in his, you know, general experience was center, center, center. He's got a lot more reps at center, even though it's more demanding. He's up to that challenge. This is a guy who is so sharp. Like, centers, I'm just telling you, Mark, for some reason, they can see everything that happens on the field. They can see 22 guys with their head on the ground. You know, they're wearing a helmet. They got pads on. You can't even lift your head up, and they can tell you what
But, John, you know my theory. Kelce was better at that than anyone I've ever seen. To assume that Cam Jurgens has that, that's a big assumption.
It is, but I'm telling you, these centers, when they get to this level, they've got a knack.
All right, Mark, what do you got on the Phillies?
All right, on the Phillies, man, you know, also, we got to enjoy this right now, man. They're the best team in baseball, you know. I mean, you got an argument of who's the best team, best player on the team right now. You got a number of guys you can choose for that, and I mean, just enjoy it, man. All right, one bad loss, I get it. You know,
yeah, that one. I thought that one guy, that one guy's call was ridiculous. Mark, give me accomplishment. Two people, same first name.
All right, listen, I'm keeping this one close to the vest. How about John Ritchie and John Crook?
Well, they spell their names differently, but we will allow that, even though one's J-O-N and one's J-O-H-N. Mm. Fair enough.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I would take John Crook and John the Toilet over John Ritchie. That's just me.
I think spelling might matter. Although
I'm okay with that.
I'm flattered to be included.
Yeah, but they're better.
Spelling
jobs.
Does. Come on.
I'm going to try to refrain from taking too many notable answers off the board. As you know, because now my mind's thinking John's. I got John McEnroe. I got but I'll, you know.
Didn't you just said you were going to refrain?
But I only said once, so okay. I didn't really say a true answer, because
sure,
a true
we'll
answer we need to.
Show.
All right, let's get to the Got It Door and Window to the weekend. As we look back to the weekend, of course, you can take advantage of Got It Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Well, looking back at the weekend as it relates to sports, Wimbledon over. Okay, so that, you know, always a great tournament. And the Phils made a draft pick last night. First-round draft pick for the Phils is named Dante Norie. So one of the big things always when you have a baseball draft, are we getting a college kid or a high school kid? In this case, a high school kid, a 19-year-old outfielder, 27th overall pick from the in the draft. Now, John, these guys always have massive numbers because, you know, I mean, anyone that gets picked in the first round, particularly if it's a high school kid. Mm-hmm. High school kids typically have the most gaudy numbers because they're so far above the other high school players that they're playing against. That's why this Norie guy, .477 batting average, .575 on base percentage.
Yeah.
We'll take that. A .748 slugging percentage, 52 runs scored, 23 extra base hits, 32 walks, and 20 stolen bases in a mere 39 games for his team. And, oh, by the way, led his squad to the state championship. Look, who the heck knows?
He's smooth.
I don't know anything about
that. I watched a little bit too.
Who knows?
Smooth.
We'll see. But congrats to him, and we'll see if that works out. 215-592-9494. Now, let's go back to something on Friday, because John was not here. And John, we had, I would say, we had an interesting beat the hammer. So the contestant got two right. Now, I'm going to tell you before we play this audio, I either just barely won or just barely lost. I'm assuming you don't know the outcome of this, and perhaps some other people listening right now don't know the outcome. There was, in about the first 15 seconds after it happened, you'll hear either a celebration or obviously dejection and frustration and complaining. It's one or the other. But, John, I thought this was somewhat notable, and I wanted to bring you up to speed since you were out last week. Let's play the tape, not of the contestant who got two right out of five on questions about Philly's All-Stars. But, John, you're going to find out here whether I won or lost and what happened thereafter. Let's roll the tape.
Question number one. Zach Wheeler, Ranger Suarez, and Aaron Nola are the last three Philly starting pitchers to make the All-Star team. Who was the last starting pitcher prior to them to make it?
Say the question again.
Zach Wheeler, Ranger Suarez, and Aaron Nola are the last three Philly starting pitchers to make the All-Star team. Who was the last starting pitcher prior to them?
I'll say Cole Hamels.
Alec Bohm currently leads the NL in doubles. Since 2000, three other Phillies have led the NL in doubles. Name one of them.
Abreu.
Matt Strom and Jeff Hoffman joined three other Phillies relievers in the last 10 years to make the All-Star team. Name one of them.
Last 10 years. This will go back to 14. I will say, I'll say, Hector Neris.
Trey Turner and Alec Bohm will make up the left side of the All-Star game infield, something the Phillies last did in 2002 with which two NL All-Stars?
Jimmy and Scott Rolen.
Bryce Harper is one of five of this season's All-Stars who have been selected to eight or more All-Star teams. Name one of the other four.
Mookie Betts.
Time.
A 3-2 victory.
Wow! That's what you do. Freaking Mookie Betts coming through for me. Or put another way, the hammer coming through for everyone to root for the hammer. Right? I know with probably 8 seconds left in that, people are probably going, oh, he's down 2-1. He's down 2-1. Clock's ticking. Clock my ass. Hammer. Victory 255. That's how you do, Caesar. Thank you.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done.
Wow.
Everyone, nice job laying out. That was really good work, just letting it go. Tom Kelly is in the studio next to me, and he just looks over with a look on his face like, what are you doing right now?
All right, John. So I knew obviously what the outcome was going to be, but I had to play that audio for you.
You didn't get the answer right.
What answer is that?
Your answer was incomplete.
What, Jimmy Rollins?
Yeah.
Some things are just
Hold
understood.
On.
Jimmy
no,
Rollins
is not understood. It's two different names.
Oh, come on. Give me a break.
No.
Jimmy Rollins
Jimmy
and Scott Rolen. Jimmy
Rollins.
Magic. Have you said Magic?
Rollins.
Well, I got to say Magic
and
Johnson.
Scott Rolen.
Who is the starting point guard
Hold
of the Dream
on, Joe.
Team? Magic.
Is Rollins the same as Rolen?
No, they're two different humans.
So you said Jimmy.
I did not play this audio to stir up that kind of consternation.
He's wrong.
He didn't
answer the question right. It's a tie. It's 2-2.
How would you knock it off?
I swear, I think you're wrong.
Would you?
You
knock
said
it off?
Jimmy.
All right, what'd you make it a celebration?
It's foolish because you tied and we're incomplete. Did you guys listen to this?
It was a tense beat the hammer. Like it was, it came down to the wire.
He didn't say the last name. You can't just say Jimmy.
What
is it? Jimmy Rolen?
So how? Don't
Jimmy Rolen? Is that your answer?
No, I said.
Is that your implied answer?
I said Jimmy and Scott Rolen was my answer.
Okay, who's Jimmy?
Jimmy Rollins.
So you said Jimmy. You didn't say Jimmy Rollins. You said Jimmy.
Can you go back on vacation?
I'm telling you, it's
go
wrong.
Go back on
His
vacation.
Who
wrong.
Was it, Jimmy Seltzer? I mean, yeah, like, who else would it be?
I don't know.
Jimmy Jeltz? Jimmy Thon? Who were the other shortstops? Jimmy Relaford? Come on.
I don't know. Like, can I just say George W?
When
like
it's,
like
when
our
it's,
caller
when it, when
did
it's,
earlier?
When it's
and that just implies enough
it's understood.
For it to be a complete response?
You're
I
a stickler.
You, well, you should think,
apologize to that contestant. So we need to have like an overtime. Sorry, run overtime today.
If Seltzer's not here and the Lenny and Concha Hawking, you lost the Hammer. All right, 215-592-9494. Hey, Jenna Cameron, Jen Rich, we'll take your calls on all the topics, including Charles Barkley weighing in on the Jalen Brunson contract. This was unbelievable over the weekend. Jalen Brunson taking less money. We'll detail that. The impact on the Sixers, the impact on the East. What Barkley said about it, that and more up ahead. Your thoughts on the Phils and the Eagles as well. Are we overlooking the loss of Kelsey? Jenna Cameron, Jen Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.